Welcome back, everyone, to the Fantasy Football Profit Podcast. Today, we're going to talk some rookie QBs. Well, they're not quite in the NFL yet, but they're going to be in the draft next month or this month. We're in April now. So a couple weeks. And what are any of these guys going to be fantasy relevant? Where they're going to go? I don't know. So, Jeff, I know you got some info on it. Do you think any of these guys can actually be worth drafting in fantasy?
Yeah, so
maybe
there's probably a shorter answer to this, but
no,
right now, right now it's interesting because everyone's getting so much love.
Well, and I think some of this too becomes CJ Stroud effect, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, every year you do have one guy that, whether or not he is at a top performer in fantasy, feels like every couple of years, you're like, oh, wow, it worked out for them.
Yeah.
And last year, CJ Stroud played his butt off. He was great. He was in the top 10 as far as QBs for fantasy. It kind of like ignited that, and you could have got him really, really low. So not necessarily a league winner, but
if you had very him, good value.
Right, you could have put your money other places. So that's always the question. And the big thing for me is I really looked into it because even though there are probably six different quarterbacks that are going to be talked about quite a bit, right? You're talking about Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, who's gotten a ton of love lately, Penix, and even Bo Nix, depending, everyone's like, he might go to Broncos. And with Sean Payton, he's going to step in and play that Drew Brees role, right? These are the narratives that you're hearing all the time leading up to the draft. And, you know, even after all that goes, and that's a lot of fun to talk about how good they could be, can they play right away, all that. Even that doesn't feel like it's adding to the hype. But as soon as we get to Caleb Williams, top of everything else, he is going to go number one, like you almost foregone conclusion. And they have added so many different pieces to that offense that now people are wondering, oh, wow, if he is as good as they're saying he is, and you added Keenan Allen, you already had DJ Moore, you have Swift to throw out of the backfield, you have a couple other running backs, you added Garrett Everett at tight end, and you already had Cole Kmet, like, what would be holding him back? Because a lot of times you get these young guys and they're going to teams where they don't have nearly enough weapons, right? And that was what people thought about CJ Stroud a little bit. Not only were they afraid he wouldn't be able to adapt to the NFL, but hey, you really don't have any prime time guys, and he made it work. So saying all that as a kind of a long preface, I did pull up stats and I wanted to look, and I was like, okay, like, just let me get me the top 10 rookie QBs for fantasy of all time. And would that make it worthwhile? And honestly, I'm going to talk about the top nine. I'm going to list them off real quick. We'll throw them up on screen. And the big thing is after number nine, who is actually CJ Stroud. It does fall off quite a bit. And I believe the next one in line was Baker Mayfield. And there was like a 30-point difference in fantasy. So the top nine do chart pretty well. And starting at number nine was CJ Stroud. That was 2023. Then in 2012, Russell Wilson. 2015, Winston for the Buccaneers. 2016, that was Dak and his big coming out party as a rookie. 2012 was Andrew Luck, who was a generational talent, everyone said. Then you have Kyler Murray in 2019. You have Griffin in 2012, who did have a huge breakout. And then, two years later, injuries. Yeah. And then Herbert in 2020, which actually surprised me a bit because that was a big year for QBs. So he kind of got lost in the shuffle, and you're kind of like, what happened to him after that? He's just not bad, but it feels like he's average. And then 2011, Cam Newton.
He
unbelievable. I mean, he was at 386 in the way they had their numbers, and Herbert was 342. So it's quite the difference, right? And in saying all that, the big one for me was, okay, what does this actually translate to when you're talking about the rank and the position, and should I actually be looking at these guys? Because hey, if Penix gets put in a good position, if Caleb actually is going to be good, where is he going to be ranked? Would it be worth saving that money and going? And once again, we're all about auction too. So you drop down out of a tier and all of a sudden you can save $10 on a guy, $5 even. That even if it's only $5, that can go towards something else, right? So And I'll just name them off, and I'll start from 1 to 9 now. And once again, put it on the screen for you. But Cam Newton was the third best quarterback in fantasy. And he was by far the best, right? So yep. He was third. Then we go 9th for Herbert, 5th for Griffin, 8th for Murray, 10th for Luck, 6th for Prescott, 13th for Jameis Winston, 9th for Russell Wilson, and 9th for CJ Stroud. Also, you will notice the top guys, usually, and this one goes from Kyler Murray. Herbert's a little bit of a different one, but Kyler Murray, Griffin, and Newton especially, all of these guys ran and ran a lot, and so, they were able to rush in touchdowns. That was a must.
That's pushing me towards Jaden Daniels, possibly.
I was going to say, and Jaden Daniels is kind of getting lost in the where's he going to go, all this. But if he goes to the Commanders at number 2, you have a lot of people around him, and you're not getting nearly the celebration Caleb Williams is getting, even though I think he's going to a better spot, and he can run too.
That you're right. I think Caleb could be a fact. Like, that's a good offense. It should be. But the running, like, that's what stood out to me when you're giving me those names and where they finish. It's those guys who could run right away. A lot of them, I mean, obviously not all of them, but if Jaden Daniels goes to, it's the Commanders, it's not the Patriots. It is such a difference for him on those two spots. He goes to the Commanders, he has some interesting pieces around him. It's McLaurin and Dotson and Eckler and Robinson, right? That's way better than whatever you could say from the Patriots.
Yeah, and I know that DJ Moore is very, very good, and Keenan Allen. I'm not doubting that Williams they are a little bit better overall, just proven. But if you're giving me – Eckler is a better pass catcher than Swift, right? I mean, he just is so far, and unless he's getting older and that goes down. But Jahan Dotson is kind of untapped, and then you still have McLaurin. I don't think his weapons are too far behind.
And I think the running ability is what – That's what really can make you fantasy relevant early on. That could honestly.
And Howell had some, like, I don't think Howell is a starting quarterback, but he had games where in fantasy you're like, yes, he is a starting fantasy quarterback. So, and I, you know, and Fields, I think he is supremely more talented than like Howell or perhaps both of these guys in their first year, like where he's at now. And he struggled. And yes, I know they added a lot, but it does make me pause and try to wonder, is this just a narrative that we're hearing because we're getting close to the draft time and we really want to cheer for these guys, or is it a real thing?
I would be very interested. Obviously we're talking auction. If Jaden Daniels is on the Commanders, I will gladly go spend $1 or $2 and put him on the end of my bench and just to see what it is. I get a guy, obviously a proven guy, but that's one of those situations where I want to see what this guy is. Well, and
that's my question. How much money will these guys actually go for?
Williams could actually, I could see him.
I think Williams will actually
go for a couple real dollars, which is not what you want to do normally with a position with a player like him, a rookie. You really don't want to do that. I don't think it's going to get to double digits, but I still think anything above $5 to me is too much. And I think he's going to go for that just off of hype.
I do too.
Off that. Jaden Daniels is who I would want for $1, $2
and
tops.
And probably. I know it's not really that hot of a take anymore because everyone's been throwing out names, but I actually liked Jaden Daniels better anyway. I think that I get, and it's the same thing with May. It was like, you see these guys that do really well for 1 year and then take a step back, and you can blame it on a bunch of different things. And do I think that Caleb Williams should be a top prospect? I have no issue with that, but I do think you start overanalyzing and thinking that you have to switch out your quarterback situation, and that's going to make all the difference, because for whatever reason, that's what the NFL has kind of turned into, because you're like, I have to find the next Mahomes, otherwise I can't compete. That's what it feels like.
Yep.
And you know, are any of these guys Mahomes? Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to say no, but I will say we just came off of a year or a couple of years ago where there was a lot of really talented guys, they thought, and the only one left is Trevor Lawrence in that draft class.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Every one of them has lost their spot for the most part, besides for Trevor Lawrence, who hasn't lived up to the hype anyway.
I will say one other one. I mean, obviously being a Michigan fan, I have some J.J. McCarthy bias, but I like that he's finally getting the love that the guy's good. It's just Michigan didn't play that way. If he goes to the Vikings and he can throw the ball to Justin Jefferson, that's interesting.
Yeah, anyone that goes there, I would give a second look at just because I don't think that when you have Addison, Hockenson, and Jefferson that you're going to be able to throw some touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Like it won't be feast or famine.
I don't think fantasy wise though. I can't as much as I'm going to like it. I think it's a good spot for him. I think he can do well fantasy wise. Yeah. I'm really only interested in Daniels, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, and once again, if I'm completely open to having a very much of a larger discussion, if we're talking about dynasty, because I think that changes things.
100%.
100%. Yeah. But if you're talking about a 1 year deal, In my mind, I'm looking at these names and how well they did in the position they were in. And hey, look, CJ Stroud, no one really thought that he was going to be a top 10 guy.
It's true.
So there was value there. If you could tell me that one of these guys would, you know, creep into the back 10, I'd be like, wow, mm-hmm. that would be something. But I would have to pay still mm-hmm. next to nothing for him. And I do question, it would all be about what team you landed on.
Yeah, and right now we're just thinking of, obviously, Bears get Williams, right? And then it's Patriots and Commanders, right? We think in Vikings have been linked to trading up to get McCarthy, but what there are other teams. So that changes things.
And that's the question too. Like someone like if Bo Nix came in and he is good enough where he's making all the right reads and he's throwing the ball. Maybe he doesn't have to be Mahomes, but he is just a field general in the best sense of the word. Do they have enough offense to make that worthwhile? Because, you know, no one is coming out and saying, oh, Bo Nix, even mm-hmm. though, yeah, the, you know, Broncos for him actually would be a good situation that he would get to play right away. Someone like JJ McCarthy, maybe he's actually someone that can grow into the role. I do wonder because I do think he played in so many big games and he didn't make many mistakes. Mm-hmm. I do think that he's intriguing. But you look at his skill set versus everyone else, and I'm kind of like, why the hype all of a sudden?
Well, and JJ can run too, though. People forget that.
I mean, he can, but is that really what you're like? No one really goes and drafts a quarterback to
fantasy
run the
wise,
ball.
Though.
Very rarely do they.
JJ's pretty.
That's
awesome.
Great that you can get those extra yards, but like he's Cam pretty, Newton, I mean, no one's gonna do. I mean,
Cam
he had 700 yards and 14 touchdowns back in the
he's
day.
He's a different beast. Yeah, did he throw for 400 yards in his first game too?
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
Yeah, just nuts. He was something else.
The other guy I do wonder about is Penix because
yeah,
I think. Overall, just talent coming out and being mm-hmm. NFL ready. I think his
a little older, experience.
And he had unbelievable games, but everyone's just looking at the U of M game and been like, holy shit, they beat the living crap out of this guy. And like mm-hmm. he finished out the game good for him, but you could tell that it was kind of like, oh, this one is done.
That's where I think, yeah, that narrative's there yet from that game. Like, first time like on that stage. But I mean, think about it. But look at the game before. They played against Texas.
Was amazing.
They were great.
You look
it was
at,
great.
And you look at the numbers he was putting up. Right now, he put up better numbers than Williams.
Yeah,
and Jaden is the only one, and he won the Heisman 2 years in a row. He did well. Like, he's the only one where I was like, yeah, I still like him more.
But he went up against a good defense. Michigan was a really good defense.
Yeah, but if Penix got drafted to a team where I'm like, I don't think his stock is going to rise to a point where I'm like, maybe I can grab him for a buck. I don't know if I can grab JJ McCarthy. Like, him and Bo Nix would be the only two I think I can grab for next to nothing. I have a feeling these other guys are going to have hype going into it. And Caleb Williams, I really do think that he is going to slowly creep up. And for whatever reason, he's going to be like the 10th quarterback, and then people will get even higher.
He has some weapons. And
I mean, he does.
Sort
no
of.
Doubt.
DJ Moore's good. Keenan Allen's getting older. He's
but he's a great possession wide. I mean, I can't take away from people are right when they're like, who did you put around him?
They did, but do we know anything about the offensive line though?
No, right.
Like, you know, there's stuff like that I'm not like an expert
in.
So,
you know, quote unquote improve it. Yeah. But I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
But yeah, and that's what it comes down to. And then remember, when you're looking actually who is ranked at the top 10, quarterbacks come in and out. Mm-hmm. But are you going to take CJ Stroud out of the top 10 in order to put him in? Mm-hmm. And he was just number 9 last year.
Yeah.
So that would be my question is like, don't get too hyped on him.
I will say though, I don't mind once we get to draft season throwing, if these other ones, even like Penix and Nix and whatever McCarthy, if they're going to be starters, I don't mind spending $1.
Sure.
Putting him on the end of my bench just to see, because there's the most question marks with these guys. Unless whoever's with the Patriots, I don't care.
No,
but Drake May, sorry. True. So we haven't said like Drake May at all, because it's like if he goes to the Patriots, I'm like, sorry.
And everyone, even, I love that he's like, he's got a ton of potential, but he's a project, which just means
Mitch Trubisky. He went to the same school. I get those vibes and it worries me. And I know I'm probably just like saying North Carolina guy, and that's in my head.
Well, I mean,
it is
easy to say that, but at the same time,
we see that kind of guy a lot.
Like he couldn't, the whole thing is like he can be inaccurate. Yeah. He doesn't always show up.
And you get those guys that like of all the potential, right? Like Trubisky and like Zach Wilson and all that. And like, you think they're going to work, and most times they don't, but then you get a Josh Allen, which you have no, like it's all raw talent. You think, and it worked.
It did work.
So it can.
Yeah.
So it just,
you never know. And it does give me a little more confidence in where I would tell you, hey, this is completely fool's gold. Do not get sucked into it and pay any sort of money besides for putting him on your bench. But at the same time, I will say the interesting part is I do think there's some landing spots. Like we talked about the Commanders, the number two, like Chicago and Washington are not bad landing spots. Usually you're going to be a young quarterback with very few weapons that your offensive line is going to let you get pretty beat up, right? I mean, I'm going back to like Carr back in the day where the Texans pretty much ended his career in 3 years because they didn't draft any linemen.
Yep.
But this time is a little different. And even like Oakland, you know, you have Davante Adams.
Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh. It's because of your stupid hat.
My Oakland A's hat.
Yeah, your Oakland A's hat with the elephant on it. I didn't know what it was. Now we talked about Oakland. Las Vegas.
But in the Vikings, Vikings are very interesting with, obviously, with Jefferson and Addison. So,
yeah.
No matter who they get. So, all right. I would say, like, that's what I love about auction. You can get some of these guys for $1, try it out, put them on the end of the bench.
Yeah. If you're not going to pay for Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, which one would you be most likely to pick right now? Say we don't know what team they go into.
Oh, JJ.
JJ. Say all of them are going to be on the Vikings. Whoever.
JJ.
JJ.
I've watched him play. I've watched JJ play every single game of college. I've not missed a single one of his games. I love the guy.
Oh, jeez. All right.
I love it. So. All right. I think that'll do it for today. Talk to you guys next time.